The Mission Trail is on the air. It is my happy privilege to introduce to you the Mission Trail with your speaker, Brother Willie C. Murphy of Guthrie, Oklahoma. Please pray that his ministry may be a blessing to all who hear him. And let us remember the words of the Master as recorded in John 4 and 35. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest.
Perishing now, yet Jesus to save him has died. Go pay them the debt that we owe them. Those souls who in darkness abide.
And now, here is Brother Murphy.
Thank you, Brother Leslie. It is with pleasure that we come by radio to the listeners of this powerful radio station, XEG. This is the Mission Trail broadcast of Guthrie, Oklahoma, and your speaker is Willie Murphy. We are coming to you again with another gospel message. We're indeed happy to report that God has been blessing His Word, and our hearts have been warmed many times by the response which we get both from those who listen to the broadcast, and also from those who get the printed copies each week. To the new listeners who might like to be added to our mailing list, let me assure you that you may have these copies mailed to you without charge or obligation by simply sending us your request upon a postcard or in a letter. And if we may assist you in a spiritual problem, or if you're sick and desire prayer, do not hesitate to let us know of your request, that we may join with you in an agreement of prayer. But now, for our scripture lesson today, let us begin in Hebrews, the 6th chapter, with verse 9. I quote, "But, beloved, we are persuaded better things of you, and things that accompany salvation, though we thus speak. For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which ye have showed toward his name, in that ye have ministered to the saints and do minister. And we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the end, that ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. For when God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he sware by himself, saying, surely blessing I will bless thee, and multiplying I will multiply thee. And so, after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise." We so often think of the patience of Job and the trial which he endured. But there are many other prophets which endured great persecutions because of their trust in God. However, at this time, please consider the patriarch Abraham. Now, Abraham was 75 years old when God first called him from the land of Ur of the Chaldees. Perhaps Abraham was not aware that his name would go down in Bible history as a father of the faithful. Perhaps he did not aspire to the greatness which came his way. But be that as it may, along with these promises came many trials of his faith. In Genesis chapter 12 and verse 3, we read of the promise which God made to Abraham. He said, "And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse them that curseth thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed." Here, then, was the promise which God made to Abraham. After Abraham had obeyed the voice of God and departed from the land of his people, we read in Genesis chapter 13 and beginning with verse 14 some of the promises which God made to him. "And the Lord said unto Abram, after that Lot was separated from him, Lift up now thine eyes and look from the place where thou art northward and southward and eastward and westward, for all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever. And I will make thy seed as the dust of the earth, so that if a man can number the dust of the earth, then shall thy seed also be numbered. Arise, walk through the land, in the length of it, and in the breadth of it, for I will give it unto thee. Well, this sounds like some wonderful promises which God made to Abraham. But if Abraham had been like some people whom we know today, after about 30 or 60 days, he would have become discouraged. He would have considered that the promises were worthless because they had not come to pass immediately. But not so with Abraham. He waited long and patiently for the fulfillment of these promises. The Lord tried him. He was no doubt tempted by Satan, opposed by men full of jealousy and distrust. But imagine, if you can, the magnitude of such a promise which God had made, that all the families of the earth would be blessed through his seed. And then imagine, if you can, that Abraham was 100 years old when Isaac, his son, was born. His wife Sarah was 90 years old. This is rather a ripe old age to begin a family whose descendants would be as the stars of heaven for multitude or as the sands of the seashore for number. But we are told in Romans chapter 4 and verse 3 that Abraham believed God and it was counted unto him for righteousness. In other words, Abraham was patiently enduring that he might receive the fulfillment of God's promises. His patience was tried by his relatives, his endurance was tested by his enemies, and his faith was placed in the furnace by the Almighty that it might be purified and polished. Some things, then, to remember from Abraham's life are well worth pointing out. Patience in the midst of trial is a virtue that God does not overlook. Believing expectation is a jewel which will be polished more brightly as God tries one's faith. Abraham's conduct condemns a hasty spirit, reproves a complaining one, encourages a patient one, and points out the way for others to yield themselves in quiet submission to God's will and way. Remember now, Abraham was tried, but he patiently endured. After the waiting came the fulfillment, for it was through Abraham that Christ came forth as the Lion of the tribe of Judah to fulfill the promise of God in bringing deliverance to all people in all nations throughout the world. It is through Christ Jesus that we have hope and deliverance with the promise of eternal life. Friends, if you should grow a little weary along the way of life, let me encourage you to patiently endure. Hold steadfast, unmovable, while yet believing that God will in his own time and way fulfill his promise to you in a personal manner. Be not moved about by every wave and wind of doctrine, but be established and settled in the truth. Even though the winds may blow contrary to the course which you have chosen to pursue. To further add to your encouragement, listen now to this poem entitled Contrary Winds by Leslie C. Busby. I saw the morning air express roar overhead in threatening power. Her wings were tilted in a stress against the south tide of the hour. I watched her as far down the sky she left my wide and wandering view, bent on her mission faithfully and keeping on her courses true. Her soaring move with sidewise sweep to overcome the threat to stray, her pilot steered in wisdom deep to keep her on her course that day. And so thought I, my course in life of like importance is to me. Amid the jarring winds of strife, unmoved, unshaken, I must be. But if I keep my course, I must brace up to master all I meet and navigate with peace and trust a valiant pathway of my feet. Take courage then, my soul, and though ye cross the path of common tread, wherein contrary winds may blow, oh, by the hand of God be led. Be not dismayed, thy portion bear, with joy to know ye have a part, and with the ransomed thou shalt share, and in the course ye once did start. Let us unite our hearts and spirit as we pause before our Heavenly Father at this moment to pray. Our Father, there may be those listening to this broadcast tonight who are facing the winds of adversity which threaten to overturn their bark as they endeavor to navigate the sea of time to the eternal shores of that land which thou hast promised to those who love thy word. Tonight, for them we offer a special prayer and pray that you would give them renewed courage to face the contrary winds which have caused many to change their course in life. Grant us grace to proceed by faith on this voyage which will lead us to thy eternal home, for we ask it in the name of Christ our Savior. Amen. Listen now to the song entitled, Heaven Will Surely Be Worth It All, as sung by the Mitchell family. This message has been brought to you by the Mission Trail of Guthrie, Oklahoma. If you would like a printed copy, you may have one free of charge by simply sending us your request. Until next Friday night at 10:45, this is Willie Murphy wishing each of you the very richest of heaven's blessings and a pleasant good night.
Yeah.